Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Rejoice, but how about going back and looking at the call to worship? Celebrate the Lord. Shout, clap, dance, throw a party for God. Let God's joy spill from your hearts, your voices, your lives. There's no reason to worry about anything. God is totally trustworthy. The Lord has everything covered. Whatever's on your mind, tell it to God. Then instead of worrying, spend time thinking about what is true. Meditate on what is noble, authentic, compelling, and gracious. And do not forget to give thanks. The result is peace. God's peace replaces worry. Thank you, God. We celebrate you. Both the same text. One from the Message, a translation by Eugene Peterson, one from the New Revised Standard Version. Rejoice in the Lord. So how do we rejoice this third Sunday of Advent? We look out in our world and we hope for peace. We try for peace. But how do we rejoice? What can we do in this world in which we live? How can we rejoice, show joy, show love? How can we celebrate and throw a party for God? Well, this week, something helped to change me, to remind me about rejoicing. On Wednesday late afternoon, I got an email from Tim Ahrens, who's the pastor at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Columbus. Now, Tim Ahrens is a pastor, and I've known him for a long time, but he's a pastor that his major gifts have to do with social justice, being able to follow through on all of that. So I got an email from him, and so did many other clergy in the area, and we began to pass that around so that on Thursday morning, we could gather on the steps of First Congregational United Church of Christ together with people of all faiths. There were probably 50 to 60, maybe more, I don't know. You can go online and see the picture. But we gathered people of all faiths. It was a chilly morning. It was supposed to be 55, 60. It wasn't that morning. It was a little chilly. But it was a great day to rejoice in God, to celebrate God with people of all faiths and people of no faith. There were people of the Muslim community. There were people of the Buddhist community. There were people of all different kind of Christian communities, and there were people from the Jewish community. During their time of Hanukkah, they gathered with us, and we celebrated God that all are welcome. That's that hashtag thing I was talking about, that we welcome everyone. It doesn't matter. We can't be part of who we are in the United Church of Christ and not gather to rejoice and to celebrate in God, that all people of faith and people of no faith can celebrate their God and be together in a welcoming community. You see, we need to stand up for our Muslim brothers and sisters because radical faiths are not everybody. Radical faiths are people who get out of control and try to use their faith to stand up for what they're doing. The Muslim faith is a faith of peace and love. Talking to my Muslim brother who was there and my Buddhist brother who was there. One was named Glenn. The other was named, I knew I should have written it down. I'm sorry. It was Glenn and it was an easy name. we'll call him Mike. I don't think that was right, but that's the name that keeps coming. But talking to them and feeling the compassion that we all share together. That's what it means to celebrate and to have a party with God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. How are you rejoicing this Advent season? Are you calming yourself and spending time to just listen? To hear God? To see God around you? One way we rejoice is, I was so happy to see all the tags off the tree for a family of three children and a mom. And as I listen to you as you're bringing the gifts in, I keep hearing, well, I didn't just buy that one thing. I bought because I wanted to share more. So, people, that's rejoicing. That's rejoicing in God. That's celebrating and having a party with God. What a great way that we can live this Advent season. Now, as I was thinking about all of this and about third Sunday of Advent and the word of love and how do we love one another as we rejoice, the story of the gift of the Magi came to mind. They gave out of love, and then they rejoiced together. They gave to each other out of love, and they rejoiced. Even though it was surprising that her hair was cut off and he had sold his watch, the gifts that they gave each other, did they mean anything? Of course they did. They meant that their love was gathered together with God in celebrating. So I thought about that story, and then I began to think about this song that kept going through my mind. Now, some of you know it, I've heard. Some of you know it a little bit differently than me. But it's a rejoicing song. And you know, once I teach it to you, you're not going to be able to sit down. You're going to have to stand up. Because you can't sing Rejoice in the Lord Always with a straight face. You can't sit like this and sing Rejoice. It's not about rejoicing is about rejoicing. So it goes like this, and if you know it, join with me. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. That's the first two lines. They repeat each other, so try that with me. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Try that with me. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. You know it. Okay, now you have to stand up because you can't sing that sitting there. Now, I understand that sometimes we're a little bit German and sometimes we're a little bit feeling like we can't move. But you can move. So it's okay to move in church, and it's okay to laugh, and it's okay to enjoy yourselves. So let's rejoice in God today. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, okay, stop. You got to smile. You can't do this without smile. You'll hear a difference, I promise you, that you will hear a difference when you rejoice and you really feel rejoicing. Okay, let's try it again. Let's do some rejoicing. Let's party with God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Okay, now we're going to do it in a round. You going to help me? Okay, so this side's going to start, and this side's going to come in. Do you know when to come in? Okay, you know when to come in? Okay. Okay, so this side, we're starting, so we have it. Okay, I need to hear you. There's a little bit more people. Choir, you're with us, because you're on this side, okay? There's still a few more people over there, but we can do this. Now remember, rejoicing with God is partying. We're having a party. We're having love and joy together. So let's rejoice. That side's going to follow Jeff. You guys are going to follow me. Okay, you ready? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Give yourselves a hand. Rejoice. Pray with God. You can sit down now. You can sit down now. But celebrate. Celebrate with God. Rejoice. It's the third Sunday of Advent. Rejoice. Share God's love. Be love. And rejoice and party with God. What great news that is. Thanks be to God. Amen.